Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first local story for this hour, the 34th annual Thanksgiving Blessing Dinner was served on Thursday, November 20th at Oswald Hall of the St. Hubert Parish, Bad Axe. A traditional Thanksgiving meal was prepared and served by volunteers from past JC members, St. Hubert Parish, and many community members. Approximately 185 people from the community, including Courtney Manor residents, were served. Placemats were made by the Bad Axe Public School kids, and the evening was enjoyed by all in attendance. And MDARD urges Michigan residents to follow food safety practices as they prepare Thanksgiving meals this year. Officials advise cleaning refrigerators and using a thermometer to ensure turkey is cooked fully, and following safe thawing and storage procedures to avoid foodborne illness. Key Thanksgiving food safety tips: set your fridge below 40 degrees Fahrenheit and freezer at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Declutter and clean storage areas before holiday. Thaw turkey only in the refrigerator, cold water, or microwave, never on the counter to prevent bacteria growth. Cook turkey and stuffing to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit and avoid cross-contamination by washing hands and utensils after handling raw meat. Chill leftovers within 2 hours, keep them in shallow containers, and consume within 4 days or freeze for up to 6 months. And more than 2.6 million Michigan residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period this year, marking a 1.4% increase compared to last year, according to travel agencies. Most travelers, 2.3 million, will be hitting the road by car, while projections show about 225,000 will be flying and 80,000 will use other forms of transportation, including bus, train, and cruise, with those alternate methods showing the largest year-over-year increase. Nationally, travel agencies estimate around 81.8 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving, with nearly 90% opting for car travel, a number that may rise as some try to avoid possible flight disruptions. An estimated 6.1 million people nationwide are expected to fly domestically, with top destinations being Orlando for domestic travelers and Paris for international trips. Travel experts advise planning ahead, noting that the busiest travel days will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday of Thanksgiving week. Travelers are encouraged to finalize their plans early and check for potential flight delays or cancellations before heading out. And in our national news, a controversial proposal by the Transportation Security Administration could soon require airline passengers to pay an $18 fee if they travel without a real ID. The policy, intended to bolster security, is prompting heated debate over whether the fee represents a fair measure or an unnecessary financial burden for travelers. Discussions among airline companies and regulators continue as the policy's implementation details are reviewed for public comment. And in our international news, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announced the appointment of Jorge Messias as a trusted ally and former attorney general to the nation's Supreme Court. The strategic move is expected to deeply influence decisions on corruption, social policy, and executive authority, shaping Brazil's political landscape for years to come. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. He was born on January 1, 1933. He and Lorraine Kranz were united in marriage on May 22, 1954. They celebrated 71 years together. He is survived by his wife Lorraine, his children Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, and Marsha, 14 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles Parish, St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd, 2025 from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary will be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news with your obituaries, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net.